Media radio station.
Let me say, if you
103.1 FM sounds like this.
Whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time. it's gonna take money.
FM.
Memorial Day weekend is here, and there's no better place to honor our heroes than John 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill, located at the corners of Highway 111 and Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Open Tuesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. till close, with Monday specials featuring smoked hot beef or pork sandwiches. Tuesdays are Women's Night with smashed tacos and crunchy taco quesadillas. Wing It Up Wednesdays offer naked wings with dipping sauce, while Thursdays are Men's Night with $7.95 single smash burgers. Fridays mean fish fry, and Saturdays feature ribs and ribeye night. Stop by Sundays for complimentary game of pool. Visit John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill, where John never skimps on the cheese.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A poll by Gallup finds majority support for a major third-party option among almost every segment of voters, ticking up to 63% last fall. This includes increases among Republicans and independents. Gallup asks this question: in your view, do the Republican and Democratic parties do an adequate job of representing the American people, or do they do such a poor job that a third major party is needed? Among those who answered no, a third party is needed, 58% identified as Republicans, 75% as independents, and 46% as Democrats. As to household income, 63% of voters with incomes less than $50,000 thought a third party was needed. Incomes of $50,000 to $100,000 were 58%, and over $100,000, 70%. Since 2013, support for a major third party hovers at plus or minus 60% and hasn't dropped below 40% since the poll's inception in 2003. Third parties have been viewed as spoilers in American elections, such as Ralph Nader and the Green Party in 2000 or independent Ross Perot in 1992. But democracy reform advocates argue single-ballot open primaries offer more choices, and ranked choice voting allows voters to vote with their heart for a third-party candidate while still choosing a major party candidate as a second choice. We've linked to the Gallup poll and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 75 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. A few scattered thunderstorms after midnight, 52. Tomorrow, cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high right around 70. We're back to 74 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Thanks for listening to 103.1 FM, your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more.
Thank you.
103.1 FM.
The news of the world. religion from hell. Oh, oh, sand in our eyes and descended like flies. Put us back on the train.
Your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more. 103.1 FM.
She's into superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition that girl's gonna make me fall. New kicks in the candlelight. She's got new addictions for every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live a crazy life, but she'll take away your pain like a bullet to your brain. Upside, inside out, she's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. In a funky cheap hotel, she took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne. Once you've had a taste of her, you'll never be the same. You should make you go insane. Take your clothes off and go dance.
103.1 FM.
The team at Forward Insurance would like to congratulate and salute our area graduates. Keep reaching for the stars as you move forward, and remember that the Forward Insurance team will always be in your corner and the first to respond in protecting you and your insurance needs, wherever your new road leads you in life. Have a beautiful journey from your independent Forward Insurance team in Park Falls and Phillips.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 75 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. A few scattered thunderstorms after midnight, 52. Tomorrow, cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high right around 70. We're back to 74 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Here we are, days are where I go, and will you follow? tainted love. Tainted love.
Is 103.1 FM.
Yeah. Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.